Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here. I am back for the Real Housewives of New York City After Show with my amazing crew. It's season 9 and there's tons of drama to talk about, so tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I missed it.
Just love that little, bouncy.
Mm-hmm. So good. We need to get more of the song at the beginning. I feel like they just kind of go right into it, like with the tagline.
Yeah.
Enough
mm-hmm.
of it. Such a great intro.
It is
so
good.
Exciting. I just love seeing. I love having somebody new, not new
hey
for AfterBuzz, but new like working with me.
Yeah, I'm excited
so Tom,
to be here.
So Tom, it's so excited to have you. And then you know, it's like the Real Housewives of New York reunion for us.
Yes,
how many years,
back.
Lindsay?
Five years. And this is my third with both of you.
Right?
Oh, it's
Yay.
Gotta be. It's yeah. It must be four
so
for you and
funny.
I.
So funny.
Nice.
And
gosh.
Just so excited to be back. Hi guys, Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. And who am I with tonight? Starting to my right.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. I'm so excited to be here, and I can be followed at Thomas Rulina.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Twitter and all things social media at Lindsay Wagner.
And I am Megan Stecker, and same for me, all things social media at Megan Stecker.
And we've got some great people coming in this season. I've spoken to Dorinda on another show that I'm on, The Tomorrow Show, which is also produced by AfterBuzz TV. And Dorinda, we're going to try to get her into studio or... hopefully in studio. She wants to come to LA. But if not, we're going to get her on a phone call. And we've got some interesting guests. Next week, we have the writer to Watch What Happens Live. And he's known Andy Cohen for over 20 years. And he's going to have a lot of backstory and a lot of knowledge in the Bravo universe. So we're excited to have him. But let's get right into tonight's episode. Overall, guys, taglines. Did you think they were good? Because I was bored with all of them. I wasn't excited.
I liked Bethany's the most.
Okay.
I think
mm-hmm.
she's introducing B, and I feel like we heard that in the episode. I mean, we've never called her B before, so I feel like she's kind of rolling that out, and it was nice to put it in a tagline.
That's a good point, yeah.
It reminds me of when her first season back, and the B is back, was kind of on all of their, I guess their print material they were advertising with. I liked Ramona's a lot, even though I thought that they weren't mind-blowing this year. I thought hers was funny. It's just like, if you don't like me, get some class. It's just so Ramona.
Yeah.
I don't know. You kind of bored, Lindsay, with them?
I missed the taglines, guys.
So. Oh, I thought you knew. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, I missed the taglines. My bad. I was stuck in traffic.
Oh, you didn't miss much, Lindsay.
I didn't miss
to be
anything, but I'll
you.
See them next week and give you guys my full report, or you guys can tweet me. I'll go home and watch them and give you guys what
full
I think.
Review.
I would love
full
to know
review.
What the Bravo people think out there, because every year I get so excited. I'm like, no way, like Sonia's is always great. Somebody's great. I guess mm-hmm. Bethany's would be the best if I had to choose, mm-hmm. but yeah. We didn't get any Tinsley tonight as well, Tinsley Mortimer. So we're probably going to get her next week. So she's replaced Jules, and there's a lot of controversy surrounding her. Just a little bit that we've read up on. First of all, she comes from Old Money, and she's been arrested before. And she's like a socialite that I guess had a TV show about her. She was mm-hmm. also on Gossip Girl. A lot going on with her. So I feel like we're going to finally get the drama that we kind of lacked last season. Mm-hmm. That one person that just kind of stirs everything.
Yeah. I'm excited that they decided to bring somebody like Tinsley on. I think like the socialite idea, the fact that all the women know her or have heard of her. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what she brings to the episodes.
It reminds me of when they brought Eden Sassoon into Beverly Hills mm-hmm. because it's somebody that everybody knows. Everybody knows Vidal Sassoon. So like you're going to know who that is. So everybody in the Beverly Hills community knows her. Now all the women know Tinsley Mortimer. We've all heard of her mm-hmm. for the past how many years. So I think she's going to be a nice addition to the cast and will stir things up more than Jules did, more than Kristen did. They're just too... There's no drama.
Yeah.
And they're pushing the drama. And I don't like seeing the drama push.
I think the fact that she's so much younger than the majority of them and single, so she doesn't have a husband or a child that she has to answer to, mm-hmm. she can be that firecracker. So...
Yeah.
We'll see.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah, definitely will be exciting. So going right into it, we have the intros, just kind of an entrance to every single person and what they've been doing since we last saw them. And not too surprised that Sonia's first scene is her cleaning her, we think they were sex toys, in her dishwasher. If anybody disagrees, let me know.
They were either sex toys or really colorful, like ice cream scoop, like something, something colorful in there.
I saw a banana. I saw a banana.
We want to know, how do you clean your sex toys?
I mean, maybe it was a dog chew toy.
Don't they all say that they're dishwasher safe? And that's actually how you're supposed to... not that I would know.
I was like, wait, what?
But I feel like I've been... I don't know. Have any of you guys ever heard of Sex Toy Dave?
No.
Any of you ever been to his parties? Okay.
Wait, what?
Back in the day, this guy would throw parties and he had, like... pole and all this stuff, and I went to his parties a handful of times, and he always gave out sex toys and stuff, and he was like this guy, and he had a beautiful house in the hills and like a pool and everything, and I mean, it was
this is crazy. It was one of the first
times I saw a drug being done just out in the open, and I was like, wow, I live in LA now. This is crazy.
So the point of that was that you, at the end of the day, you realized that the dishwasher's safe, correct?
Well, I mean, they hand them out, so you kind of read the package then, and you're like, wow, this dishwasher's safe. Okay, great.
All right, well, we learned something new from Sonia every time we see her. And Bethany's divorce settlement was signed, and she got her Tribeca apartment back, which was great. And surprisingly, it was not in very good shape when she got it back, so... I guess there was a lot of scuffs and a lot of... It looked like somebody went in there and kind of made sure that they made a mess of it before they left. It didn't seem like something where, especially an apartment of that that magnitude, moving in and moving out, people are typically very cautious about banging into things and this and that. So
there
wasn't... Not saying anybody did that on purpose, but maybe they did.
Yeah, well, there was an article. I don't know if it was People or maybe Us Weekly, one of those outlets. It kind of was like sources. It looked like a cover story about Bethany. And when you read it, it was all just kind of like sources of, you know, saying that Jason did this and Jason did that. And not really quotes from Bethany. So it was a lot about how Jason was messing up the apartment on purpose or, you know, crazy stuff he had done or said, according to these, quote, sources. And one of them was, like, taking a number two and not flushing it on purpose.
That's crazy.
Really? Yeah, so that other people would find it. And it just was...
Cool.
Who would have ever guessed us watching their lives that this would be where we're at with them? Like,
definitely not.
It was like the perfect moment for them. The kid, everything was just happening for her, and to just be in season 9 and see, you know, this is crazy.
She's doing well, but
it gets bad and it gets ugly, and we don't know always what's going on behind closed doors and what is said, and if he really feels this way, or how difficult she's made it, or how difficult he's made it, or all that stuff. We don't know, and. You almost get spiteful because it's the only thing that you have. Like, it's all you have. He's got the apartment. It's all that he has. Well, if he moves stuff around and it hits the bangs against stuff, then he doesn't really care. It doesn't have any value to him the same way it has no value to her. She is ready to just get rid of it and never think about it ever again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. Yeah. And she got rid of it for the price that she wanted. So she was working with Frederick, another Bravo star, and from Million Dollar Listing. And Frederick said he wanted to list it at a lower price than Bethany wanted to list it at. But Bethany was persistent. She said, I want to do it at $6,995. And she got her exact asking price one day after she listed it. And I think the key to it was that they staged it really well.
Oh, yeah.
Beautifully staged. Amazing. That furniture was not cheap furniture. That was expensive furniture. So that has a lot to do with it, clearly.
I loved it. I thought it made it look better than it used to look.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bless you.
Oh my God, sorry guys, first show and off of the bang here.
So then Bethany is so she's really happy about that. That's how we kind of see her first scene. Then we have Dorinda and Luann. They're walking and talking about Sonia and Ramona. Now Dorinda says Sonia is attacking her behind her back because of the one night in the Berkshires, and I think that she's referring to the night that she wasn't invited to the party at the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys agree that she would still be holding on to a grudge about something that happened so long ago?
No, I think it's so weird. Remember when they were getting along so well at the reunion? They were, like, defending each other? I don't understand where this came from. It sounded like she put something out in a newspaper or, like, Page Six or something.
How can they really trace that, though?
I feel like she's still holding resentment of not being invited to that party. Mm-hmm. I think, like, you know, she was at a vulnerable state and she felt like all the women were against her, and for Sonia not to invite... I mean, for,
Dorinda
not to invite her. I think she was holding that resentment. And sometimes on these shows, you guys get so caught up in, like, what's happening, like, for what people are portraying that, you know, kind of just gets to their heads.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, it's a lot of holding on and not letting go.
Right. Seems like if anything, Sonya's kind of the one right now. It seems like that's going to be the target this season. Everybody seems to be kind of aggravated at Sonya for what Sonya's saying or what Sonya's doing. So Ramona, now they're upset at Ramona. Well, Luann is, and Dorinda's just kind of agreeing, but Luann's upset because I guess Ramona was calling Tom's ex-girlfriend trying to get information. Do you guys think that at this point she should still be, as Luann has called her, Nancy Drewing it? Or do you think at this point she should just let it go and move on?
Let it go.
Let it go.
Elsa, let it go. Thank you. Let it go.
Yeah. You know, for someone like in her position, she should be really focused on her life. You know, she's rebuilding her apartment. You know, what happened to the Ramona that was going out and going on dates and having the best time of her life? Now she's so invested in basically taking Luann down. Mm-hmm. And I think that it makes her look bad.
But do you think it's because she had maybe genuine feelings for Tom, so she feels slighted by it?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could
and
be.
So this is bothering her, so she wants to almost ruin it just because she feels like she was hurt by Tom, so she wants to hurt the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she downplayed how much, like, her and Tom's relationship was, and now that it's actually going on and that they are getting married, it's bothering her a lot more.
And I'm wondering also, maybe this is stirring up feelings of how, like, Mario cheated on mm-hmm. her, and maybe she's like, I have to make Luann see that this guy's cheating on her. He's a bad dude. She does not want to get herself wrapped up in this. And it's offending her that Luann does not want to accept what she's bringing.
It's a crazy situation,
good
for
point.
Sure.
Do we think she sees a little bit of herself, her old self, in Luann? Because a lot of people had speculated for a while that Mario was cheating and that Ramona may have known about it. Not, or maybe she thought it could be happening, but maybe didn't want to go there. Do you think that she sees a little bit of her old self in Luann currently?
Yeah, I do. I definitely think that she's going to do whatever it takes to... I don't know. It's really hard to read Ramona. She's the number one player. She mm-hmm. just knows the game. She knows the cameras are rolling. And part of me really feels like she is slightly jealous about this whole entire thing. And you see it on TV.
It's mm-hmm. tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so Dorinda and Luann have different views on relationships. Dorinda thinks that when a relationship is done, it's done. You don't go back to your ex. You don't become friends with your ex. Whereas Luann says you can still be friends with your exes. So I'm going to go around the room and find out how you guys feel, starting with Megan. Are you a Dorinda side, or are you on Luann's side for that?
I have lived my life in a Dorinda way. It's kind of like there's definitely one ex of all of my exes that I would love to still, like, talk to, but it probably wouldn't be so innocent. I'd probably be like, is he so happy that he's married to the girl he's married to? You know, it wouldn't be innocent. And my boyfriend's the complete opposite. He is friends with, like, every girl he ever dated. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
And you're okay with that?
I've come to be okay with it. I think it's completely innocent on his part, but it also, like, bothers me because I don't think it would be innocent on my part if I kept up friendships with exes. So I'm kind of with Dorinda in that it's probably better to not be friends, mm-hmm. but this is the guy I'm dating. He's always been friends with his exes. That's life, so it is what it is.
Okay. Lindsay, you're up.
I think I've tried to maintain friendships, and I think it depends on the people in the relationship, because I think when you're younger and it's just kind of whatever it is, you can go off and kind of be friends later on because you're like, you're just young and whatever. Where now, as I've been older, I've also had a very weird, like, relationship history where most of my boyfriends have cheated on me, and I've gotten back together with them because I just want to see the best in everyone. So part of you is kind of clinging on to that, like, you wonder if it's going to eventually work out. So I think you need to sever it so that you can't have that. I'm still friends with a couple of them, and for a while after, and then it just kind of fizzles out, and you really don't have a place for each other anymore because they've moved on, you've moved on. So okay. I'm definitely probably more of a Dorinda myself.
Okay, two Dorindas, Thomas.
My relationships have ended pretty dramatically. Okay. So I definitely, as far as just cutting ties, I think with time, maybe working things out, I think once you get out of a relationship, it's a lot to digest. You both have hard feelings, so I need a little bit of time, and maybe coming full circle, then maybe we could, you know, somehow reconcile. But I don't think being friends right off the bat is, like, my style.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with all of you.
Yeah.
With everything.
100%. I agree with all that, yeah. I don't think that can be healthy that you can be friends with your ex. I just think it brings up feelings and emotions, and it's not healthy. Okay, so Ramona and Mario. And no, we're not talking about Mario. We're talking about her contractor, Mario, who is helping her around the house. She's doing a lot of renovations, and she feels like it's quite cleansing for her. And so that's just a cute scene. There's really not much to go further on that with, other than she said that this Mario helps her save money, whereas the last Mario didn't.
A little bit of shade.
little bit. Dorinda and Carol together. I liked this scene. And I think Lindsay and Megan also would agree, because I remember we talked about this last season. We liked when they bonded in London. And last season, obviously, they weren't getting along. So to see them kind of reconcile and move forward, I liked seeing it. How did you guys feel about it? And Thomas, how did you feel about it, too?
I loved that. I liked Dorinda apologizing and saying, I didn't mean to call you a mean girl. There's not a mean bone in your body. I don't necessarily 100% believe that. I think that all those women, as nice as you are, sometimes there's a little shade being thrown, or they have their moments. But I liked seeing them reconnect, because they had such a strong connection when they were in London. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's an unbreakable bond. But friendships go through ebbs and flows, so sometimes there's a moment that ends them, and I'm just glad to see that they're getting along. I'm really happy to see that they're getting along.
Cool. Me too. Oh, yeah. And Dorinda cried. I was like, oh, okay, this is genuine, and this is total, like, white flag waving. I'm so sorry. And I remember her mentioning, like, I got pushed into friend groups I didn't want to be in, kind of a thing last year. Hearing about everyone being in a bad place, or who's not getting along with who, and then seeing her do an apology and repair a relationship right off the bat was... I loved that.
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I think that seeing them after what they did in London and seeing it now, I think that it's great that they have a friendship, but it's going to be exciting to see, like, what they do as friends, you know? What, like, aside from their, you know, relationships, what else are they going to be doing? Because we also want an exciting show. Hopefully they can bring a collaborator, do something fun with each other.
Do you think this will get in the way of Bethany's relationship with Carol at all?
I think it's interesting that it looked like Dorinda was upset at the reunion because she couldn't hang out with her because she was too busy with Bethany. So it's going to be nice to see if, you know, she kind of pulls back from Bethany a little bit. But I think Bethany, she has a lot going on. I think she'll be okay.
Well, Bethany also said, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't she attack her at the reunion and say she was dumb to Dorinda? Didn't Bethany do that to Dorinda?
Yes.
So I can't imagine them being too friendly right now. And so is it kind of risky that Carol would become friendlier with Dorinda, knowing that she and Bethany are kind of besties at this point?
I'm doing Beverly Hills too, so Beverly Hills is so much strategy with these women, and I feel like, you know, with Dorinda, maybe it might be a strategy to kind of, like, at least form a friendship, and it wasn't that bad anyway, so maybe just collaborate because she knows that it's Carol and Bethany together.
Right.
You never know on these housewife shows.
What I like about Dorinda is that even though she likes to stir the pot, I don't feel like she's purposely playing games. I just feel like for some reason, I see her as a very honest member of the cast, even though she was such a shit stirrer last year. I cursed already, and it's our first episode. Hey. Great.
It's okay.
But now I forget my point. Anyway, I felt like it was genuine, and I also feel like Bethany would be like, well, Carol, if you want to spend more time with Dorinda, I don't care. And I don't think Carol would hold herself back from hanging out with Dorinda because of Bethany either. I think Carol's kind of like, I am a grown woman. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
You don't think that Carol would freak out if Bethany didn't want to be friends with her anymore? Because I feel like her whole world would collide.
Because I don't think that Bethany would do that.
But if she did, I'm just wondering, do you guys think her... Because I feel like she became so much stronger and more talkative and more communicative after she and Bethany became friends.
I don't know. She has Adam. And I feel like he's a lot of her world right now.
Right.
So she might be like,
good point.
Whatever then, screw you then, Bethany.
Yeah.
Somebody it's not in the like chat. A massive, like, crutch.
Somebody in the chat saying the truth is that Bethany is the Erica of Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, yes, of course she is.
The queen.
Yeah.
Is she holding the middle apple again?
She's in the middle.
I make sure I share our YouTube right now.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the photos, and she's the only one in red pumps. So I feel like when they do the styling, it's like, who's going to just have the one red pump? Mm-hmm. So I feel like they kind of made her the Erica of the show, or the Lisa Vanderpump, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there has to be somebody.
RHONY is trending right now.
Great.
Yes.
Oh, Dorinda just tweeted. She said, thank you. I told her she looked beautiful.
Oh, okay. Yay.
All right, so on to Bethany. Oh, so Adam and Carol are shacking up. Do we think shacking up is different than moving in? Because it seemed like she was trying to distinguish that there's, you know, there's a difference between the two. This isn't looking for a long term end result or marriage or something.
It always ends up being though. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like that's how it starts. You know, you have one bag, you move in, and then you have your whole closet there, and it just. I mean, they're great for each other, so.
Has he given up his place? Is that kind of also what she means by shacking
up?
Like, all his stuff is there at her place, and he stays at her place all the time, but, like, he still has
somewhere
his
to go home
to. Like, I'm wondering if
it's nice to call it that, though, because it's less pressure, you know? It's like, you're not in my space.
And I totally identify with Carol on this, because I have a tendency to get overwhelmed and need a lot of alone time. So, and I think she's, you know, it's a scar from being a widow that she's like, I need an out. You know what I mean? So it's like, we're not calling it moving in. We're just going to call it shacking up, you know?
I think she's, like, getting hip to the terms.
Okay,
because
yeah,
I feel like somebody
terms,
in there, like, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s wouldn't necessarily call it shacking up. I feel like that's something that we say, like, when, like, not that we're that much younger than them, but you know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like a younger term, but she is so hip.
You're right.
And Adam's younger, so I think that's why it kind of works
she
for
them.
She
vibes off him.
Yeah. Yes.
His lingo.
Well, when she told Bethany that her dog's names were Gangster. And I was like, oh, Carol, okay. I've been hanging out with Adam and using his lingo a lot.
Yeah.
Just made sure I tweeted out our link just to make sure everybody got it. Okay. So, now Dorinda was talking a little bit about, I think it was the bachelor party with Luann. Luann's bachelor party and how she didn't want it to be,
She didn't want to go.
She didn't want to go. And she didn't want it to be like a kind of a,
like with
like strippers and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, not too much to discuss there, but
and
I think Dorinda would have a lot of fun if there were strippers around. I feel like she would enjoy herself, but it's kind of like Heather Dubrow in Real Housewives of Orange County when the strippers came for
she had like
sanitizer. Whose bachelorette party was it? It doesn't really matter.
Was
but
it Megan's?
Heather was no.
I don't know.
It was
Megan.
I think it was
Tamara. Tamara and Eddie. Yeah, and so she was all like, "I'm going to bed." So, yeah, I feel like Dorinda would actually end up having fun.
Do you guys think it's something to do with John? Because maybe like John would be jealous of her doing something like that, so she doesn't even want to start the argument, so she's just not going to go and put herself in the middle of that. Like, Dorinda would have a great time,
I feel
like.
She would, she's so much fun. I feel like she'd have a blast. I could be.
She's being respectful.
Because she did mention it. The only reason I think that is because she did mention him. She goes, "I'll have John just take his clothes off and dance around for me." And I'm thinking, like, why would she bring him up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Megan Stecker, good point.
Always reading between the lines.
Always. So then we see Bethany visiting Sonia at her townhouse to get dresses for Dress for Success. And she's talking a little bit about how Sonia's talking about how she doesn't really like to be alone. Her daughter's at boarding school. And as of February, we know that she privately listed her townhouse for, I think, the seventh time for $10 million. So I don't think it's sold yet, but she's been listing this for years and years trying to sell it. And I don't know if it needs to be updated or if the price needs to be lowered, but I think she should get some advice from Bethany, who sold her place in one day.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what she needs at this point. It is a beautiful townhouse. Mm-hmm. But the dresses, funny scene, because it kind of reminded me of two seasons ago when Sonia's drink, she had a little too much to drink, and she's talking about all the, do you remember, was it a party? You guys know what I'm talking about.
Smokey updo and Stad?
No, when she was saying, she was talking about, she was like saying how she was on the yachts and this and that.
Wasn't it when she was saying all this to Bethany and they were like in Atlantic City or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and she kind of brought up a bunch of the same things.
Yeah.
She was friends with JFK Jr.
JFK, JJ,
and Carolyn.
Yeah.
Madonna. She's talking about Prince Albert.
Yeah, exactly.
She wore this and she might have left the skirt there.
Yeah, and this was all the same thing. She's like, these jeans were my yacht jeans and this and that. And it was just so funny. You guys got to go back if you haven't seen the episode.
The Uber drivers dress better than she does.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was funny.
I really enjoyed Bethany's sweater during that scene. It was like a giant pill and it said like positivity, 500 milligrams.
I
so cute.
That, yeah.
I think
cute.
She's having fun with like someone styling her, and because I know Carol gets styled really amazingly for her shooting days, and probably for all the time in real life. And I just think Bethany probably is like, let me take a page out. And like
Bethany mentioned on E.
Too.
I'm sorry, Thomas. Bethany mentioned on E News today, I think it was today or yesterday, that unlike a lot of the other housewives of different franchises, the New York housewives don't get their makeup done for every little lunch and every little this and that. They try to stay as true to themselves as they can in terms of how they would look normally if they went to grab lunch. So I like that. I do kind of see that too. I mean, obviously we see with Beverly Hills, it's just to the Erica Jane. Everybody's just so glam. Mm-hmm. So these girls, as famous as they are, I don't really see makeup, like glam makeup on them.
I think that's old school.
I love old school money.
You don't need to have the glam squad. I mean, I'm not saying that Erica Jane does not look absolute, like her pink hair in yesterday's episode, is like she looked like a Barbie. She looked amazing. Yeah. Or 2 days ago. But they're old school. They don't spend their money always on a glam squad. They'd rather spend it on new curtains for their home that are going to last for the next 50 years and be classic. Or, you know, like they're a little bit more conservative with their money, I think.
Yeah. That's what makes the show so great, is that it's so different. All the cities are all so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. So then Luann is at Tom's penthouse. This is the first time we're seeing Tom's penthouse, and it is amazing.
Sick. What I wouldn't give for a fireplace.
Oh my god. I wish we got a little more of a tour. It was like a glimpse. Hopefully we get more. But she's talking about, she's talking to her wedding planner, and she's saying, I carried the Countess torch a long time, and now I'm going to be Mrs. D'Agostino. So she's fine, you know, not being called the Countess anymore. It's just, it brings me back to those days when she was talking to Bethany, and she's like, call me Countess, please. Like, or what did she say? Countess. You have to call me Countess. Didn't she say that when she was coming
to the driver? She's like, don't use first names.
She said to Bethany,
too.
Yeah, something like that. But she also told Bethany, I believe, to call her Countess or call her, don't call her by her first name or something like that.
It's so interesting that she is even in the tagline. She's still saying it. So she's still holding on to it. Even though she's letting it go, she's like, I'll trade the Countess for wife. And it's like just reminding audiences
that she was.
Yeah, of course.
Right, exactly. Yep, because that's going to go up for the rest of the year. Right. Exactly. So then we have Bethany rescued. Oh, so Bethany rescued a dog, or two dogs.
Biggie Smalls.
Yeah,
Biggie and Smalls.
Yeah. And I was, so the other day I saw her on Snapchat, I got so nervous that Cookie maybe was no longer with us because I saw these two other dogs and I'm like, what happened to Cookie? And I went on so quickly, I looked at her Twitter and she tweeted like, she was like pissed off that they're a new dog. So I'm like, thank God, okay. Cookie's alive. But these dogs are so cute. It's so nice that she rescued them. And Carol's over there with her. And she brought her dog as well. And they're just chatting about, let's see, what were they chatting about?
Chatting about the election.
Trump.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And Bethany is just trying to disappear into the cabinets. And Carol's just...
That dog toy is the best thing I've ever seen.
How funny.
Yes. And then I thought it was really creative editing where you could, they lowered Carol's voice and you could hear Bethany talking to the dog like, I can't listen to this anymore. Can I fit in this cabinet?
Awesome. She knows how to play the camera, like to work with the cameras.
Mm-hmm. And it was just the best editing because you could tell Carol's going on and on and on, but you can't really hear what she's saying anymore. And I was like, this is just an amazing moment. Like, kudos to the producers and editors there for that one.
Imagine Carol now watching that episode back and being like, God, I was so wrong, unfortunately.
I know. It's like digging up all the pain all over again.
I know. I wouldn't want to have been with her that day that she found out.
Oh my God. Well, it looks like we're going to have to live it with them from the beginning teaser trailer.
That's going to be interesting for us. To really see it in their eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ramona's house, Dorinda is visiting for lunch, and Ramona's not there yet because Ramona's at another lunch, but she's on a date. She comes back and she's dressed up, and so Dorinda knew she was on a date due to what she was wearing. And then they just start talking about how Ramona knows a lot about Tom and that she feels like she should tell Luann, or that Luann, she thinks Luann should want to know. And it's kind of a sticky situation because Dorinda being the only one invited to the wedding, first of all, being a part of the bridal party and being friends with the people who aren't invited, it's just, it's a tough situation because she really can't go one way or the other without getting in trouble with one of the two women. So do you think that she's been handling it well overall? Or
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think she's been carrying it really well. I think she's under a lot of pressure. She could ruin relationships left and right, but I feel like she has a way. She's found her way in this position, and I feel like she's going
to
do great.
To split her time evenly, to go to certain things, but not everything, to have conversations, but not get into it and say too much that's going to end up stirring the pot. Like,
yeah.
you know, Ramona's sitting there saying she wasn't invited to it, and Dorinda thinks it's because she was conspiring with Bethany. And mm-hmm. I mean, that whole Ramona just goes off on a tangent, and she said Luann texted her asking what's going on with Tom. Do you guys think that's true? That she's really, like, Luann's really asking, reaching out to Ramona?
No, because in Luann's words in the beginning, she said, I found out Ramona was calling up Tom's ex-girlfriend mm-hmm. and digging, so I texted her about that and said, if you really think you found out something, then you should tell me.
But isn't it interesting how both people see it so differently, where yeah. she's like, Luann's asking me about it.
Yeah.
And Luann's like, well, if you have something, then tell me. Don't be...
I know. That's yeah. the spin. They uh-huh. spin it. Yeah. yeah. Yep. I thought Dorinda was so diplomatic in this mm-hmm. scene. She's just kind of trying to tread very lightly and mm-hmm. say, here's why I think you didn't get invited, in like a very light way.
But there's still the low blow of her saying that Luann was hitting on a 30-year-old guy.
Right.
And that she found out so because the guy's mom is friends with her. Or something.
I didn't know Ramona was like the biggest gossip of New York City.
Oh, really? Oh, you didn't God. Know that, Megan?
I
mean, really?
I knew she loved to gossip. I didn't understand that she had such amazing, like...
It's only for stuff she wants to catch other people in. Remember last year with John and the... Mm-hmm. Who was there? The guy that came over and he was drunk and he was with... He knew Luann. Yeah. And she was trying to get all she this information. She knew the Ray. Cameras were there. Ray. Crazy yeah. Ray. And she's like, what, Ray? What again? You said where you were where? Yeah. And Luann did what? And she's like, can people come here? Like, she yeah. wants to out Luann, because what really pisses her off about Luann is that Luann isn't willing to just admit, and I'm not saying that this is really happening, but in Ramona's eyes, Luann's not willing to admit that she knows that Tom may be doing things that aren't appropriate for the relationship, and that they have sort of an open relationship. But she just wants her to be honest about that in her eyes. I'm not saying that's really happening. That's what Ramona thinks.
Joseph yeah. Boza said that, is Ramona scared that she still isn't with anybody and Luann has found true love?
That's what I was going to say right now, mm-hmm. is that I feel like that also might be a huge play in what's going on in her head, because they kind of got divorced, what, a year or two apart, and the fact that some of these women are competitive, it's like, mm-hmm. where is Ramona's guy, you know? And mm-hmm. the fact that Tom, although he hasn't done the greatest things, he's very well set up, he has, you know, a lot of things that a lot of women would like, aside from some of the things that he's done, you know what I mean? I just feel like, you know, that our friend is right in the chat room.
Joseph, hi, nice hi, to meet you back.
Yeah, I love seeing so many people that are like so genuinely like Bravo fanatics, because yes. they just have such accurate information. Yeah, I don't think Ramona is ever going to be happy with seeing Luann and Tom together. I think it's just too hard for her to get over Tom, and it's also too hard for her to see that they're happy with whatever it is they're doing, mm-hmm. whether that's right in her eyes or not.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing, she doesn't want to see that somebody at this age and stage of the game can just go and, like, pretend to not see things that she thinks are happening. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going on. I mean, obviously, I don't know for sure, but that's just what it seems like. So we have, let's see. So we had that, right? So she talks about the ladies' room situation with the 30-year-old guy. Then Bethany and Carol are at Bethany's house talking about Trump. We know that. Ramona asks Luann. She wasn't invited to the bridal shower. So then we have Ramona and Luann together at Lavo, and she confronts her straight on. She's like, hey, like, why wasn't I invited? And so Luann says, well, you know, you're not invited because you keep digging up, you know, things that you're trying to figure out about Tom, so I don't want you there. Do you think that Ramona would really go if she was invited?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think with her going, I don't think it would be from a positive place. And, you know, if I was Luann, I definitely wouldn't invite them either. Because just playing back everything that was happening in the yacht and all the gossip, I mean, I really wouldn't want that energy at my wedding, you know?
Right. So. She's going to be there looking for something to, like, pick apart and say, and that's just not that's right. She's right when she says she doesn't want the negativity there, so she's only inviting Dorinda because she has genuine positive feelings for her. It's your wedding day.
Who introduced them again? Dorinda, right?
Dorinda
and John. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just can't even fathom how Ramona thinks she would be invited to this shower.
After doing all this.
Even though that's your good friend. Who cares?
Like, yeah, exactly. I mean, if anything, it would have helped Luann in the sense that having all the housewives there probably for press reasons, mm-hmm. it would be even bigger of an event. So Luann really just really wanted this to be a happy day for her. It wasn't about like who's going to be there, what celebrities are there, and I'm sure there are other ones there. Because overall, like if they're actually filming at that time, that means the wedding could have been maybe a lot more televised than it's going to be. I think we're not going to get a ton of it. We might get a little bit of it, right?
Do you think they're going to do a special like we talked about last?
I hope.
Me too.
I can't imagine Andy Cohen not doing that.
I mean, I heard from reports that like no Bravo cameras were allowed at the wedding.
Wow.
So I don't know. Mm. We'll see if that's true or not. Maybe we can get somebody's cell phone footage.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes, absolutely.
What do we think about Bethany saying that she wanted, did she say she wanted a fee and if they were going to have her be at the bar?
She
what
said,
did you guys
I think
about
she
that?
Was kidding.
You thought she was kidding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was definitely being sarcastic.
I didn't like it, but.
She's being sarcastic for sure.
I saw you, you picked up on that.
Yeah,
she never misses an opportunity to plug Skinny Girl.
Appearance fee, or she would give the bar her liquor for a discounted price. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting that Ramona said to Luann, even if I knew something and you knew I knew it, would you want to know? I don't think you'd want to know.
Right.
But she wanted to, again, Ramona wanted to see if she wanted to know. It's like, how many times has Luann said she doesn't want to hear anything?
Yeah.
You know? And she says she told her the information. She's like, well, one of Tom's exes was kissing Tom and it could have gone further, but it didn't. And doesn't that upset you? And Luann has such a great way of just acting like nothing is hurting her on the inside, nothing's bothering her. We got to think it's somewhere.
Affecting
her. Right? Is it affecting her a little bit? Does she go home and say, Tom, did this happen, or does she completely ignore it?
I think for camera purposes, she's holding on to the fact that everything's okay. She feels like Ramona and her started the whole series together, that it's her being jealous. So, of course, if I'm on camera, I'm not going to be, you know, letting it phase me. But I'm sure when I go home, I'm definitely going to be asking questions.
I think that you pick and choose your battles, too. With something like this, where it's just talk, she may let something go. Where she hears something that sounds maybe tangible, then she may question it and approach him. Or if it's a bunch of built-up stuff, then go and say, okay, now I'm hearing this with the ex-girlfriend. Then you were hitting on some 30-year-old. Da, da, da. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, like, according to Ramona, Ramona's convinced that they both kind of are doing the open relationship thing, but not, and pretending that they're not. So I think, I don't know if that's Ramona's motive. She wants her to admit that with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like
she's not
going to
admit it at all. So
no.
Ramona should just drop it, like
I
what
know.
We said earlier.
It's wild, but
it really is. Yeah.
Well, and her telling her, "Don't fall on your face with him."
Oh,
it's a small city. Weird. Reel it in. I don't want to pick you up.
I mean,
if you're a friend who says that, you're not friends then.
Luann has to know what she's stepping into when she goes to anything with Ramona. Luann can't be surprised at this point. Luann's bringing it into her own life. Luann really didn't want to ever hear it again. Honestly, she would have just said, I found the love of my life. I'm not doing the show anymore. They have the money. They're fine. She doesn't need the fame.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to continue to be on this show, we just know from every other reality show, it's a huge risk for a relationship to drag your relationship through a reality show, especially when you're so it's the beginning stages of it.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even been married yet. So, I mean, we know they're happy right now, and I hope that that continues, but yeah, it's hard to not spoil it for us because it's all over the press that they're happy right now. I think this was really it for tonight's episode. We're going to meet Tinsley next week. Let's get into some predictions.
Mm. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think Bethany is going to definitely insert herself in, for sure, in the Tom and Luann drama.
Ooh.
I definitely think she is going to revisit that place. They're going to probably have a discussion about what happened and how they both felt. And so I definitely see them coming face to face again.
Okay.
I think it's going to be interesting, this Carol getting so adamant about her knowledge of the election and everything going on, and seeing how all the housewives are going to respond, because this is old money, this is New York. More than likely, most of them are conservative. A journalist is very different. So I'm interested to see how they are all going to react to it, if they're just going to let it go and whatnot. And I really hate the fallout of Luann and Sonia, but I think that because of the relationship with Sonia and Tom and the way he kind of dismissed her, last season. I think that that's really also hurt Sonia the same way that Ramona's maybe a little bit more bothered and perturbed by the situation than she lets us all know or lets on to. So I'm interested to see how long or if this is really going to affect the long-term relationship with Luann and Sonia.
I think Tinsley is going to be like a Sonia Jr. character. She's just going to be the younger, a little bit out of touch with reality, probably a few problems with drinking too much. But I'm excited to get to see what Tinsley's bringing to the group.
Yeah.
Let's see, other predictions. I think something big's going to happen with Dorinda and Ramona. I saw a quick clip of Dorinda, you know, being nasty to Ramona at the very end of the teaser in the beginning. So I want to say it has something to do with the Luann's wedding and more meddling, I think. Yeah. Prediction.
Okay, well, that sounds like it's going to be a very interesting season.
Yes, can't wait.
Yes, cannot wait. So thank you so much for tuning in, guys. You know, rate, subscribe, comment on YouTube, let us know what you think. And we can find you, Megan Stecker, where?
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Megan Stecker. And if you like this show, I also do Vanderpump Rules from Bravo. I do the recap for that show as well. So you guys can check that out here on AfterBuzz TV.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. I'm here on Thursdays for Supernatural Live at 10 p.m. We had a guest last week. I think we're going to have a guest this week. Yeah,
love
see
it.
You guys soon.
Exciting. Hi, I'm Thomas Rulina. Please follow me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. And to learn more about me, go on thomasrulina.com.
Awesome, you heard it. And you can find me at Ashley Daniels on Twitter and Miss Ashley Daniels on Instagram and at The Tomorrow Show, Mondays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. live on YouTube. And we will see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.